Talking about terror launch pads, the army chief says Balakot has been reactivated. They have people back there. Prime Minister Modi says we got rid of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir, giving rights to many. Without naming names, he says this upset many who can't control their own country. 9/11 in the US or 26/11 in Mumbai, the brainchild of both can be found in the same place, says Prime Minister Modi as he shares a stage with Donald Trump in Houston. We are ready to fight radical Islamic terror, says US President Trump, gets a standing ovation. Home Minister Amit Shah says the National Population Register is being prepared for the first time in the 2021 census, which will also be a digital census. He proposes the idea of a multi-purpose ID card for every citizen, which will include passport, Aadhaar and voter card. Friday's mega rally continues on the Lal Street. The Sensex is over 1,200 points up. The Nifty also trades up. But it's the seventh hike in fuel prices in a week. Petrol up by 29 paise per litre. Diesel is also up 19 paise a litre. Ex-Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and the Congress's Sonia Gandhi meet former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in Tihar Jail. The UP police's special investigation team probing the Shahjahanpur case, in which a law student has accused BJP leader Chinmayanand of rape, will present its report today. Will the law student be herself arrested for extortion? The terror camp in Pakistan's Balakot that was bombed by India in February has been reactivated very recently, is what the army chief Bipin Rawat has said. He's in fact said about 500 terrorists were waiting to infiltrate into India. His comments come just days before Prime Minister Modi is to address the UN General Assembly yesterday at the mega Howdy Modi event in Houston, where he shared a stage with the US President. The Prime Minister took on Pakistan and said it was time to fight against terrorism as well as those who supported it.
Yeah, let me tell you, Balakot has been reactivated. It's been reactivated by Pakistan. What else?
When, sir? When it has been?
Very recently.
Sir.
So obviously that shows that Balakot was affected. It had been damaged and destroyed, and that is why people had got away from there. It has now been reactivated, which just goes to highlight that yes, some action had been taken by the Indian Air Force at Balakot, and now they've got the people back there.
Let's just remind you of what the Prime Minister said yesterday at that event in Houston, where US President Donald Trump shared a stage with him. In fact, there was a scathing condemnation of Pakistan, which has been raising Kashmir at various international forums, including the UN. Prime Minister Modi said what India is doing has troubled some people who can't even manage their own country. He may not have mentioned Pakistan directly, but the indication was fairly obvious.
भारत अपने यहां जो कर रहा है उससे कुछ ऐसे लोगों को भी दिक्कत हो रही है जिनसे खुद अपना देश संभल नहीं रहा है। ये वो लोग हैं जो अशांति चाहते हैं, आतंक के समर्थक हैं, आतंक को पालते पोसते हैं। उनकी पहचान सिर्फ आप नहीं, पूरी दुनिया अच्छी तरह जानती है। अमेरिका में 9/11 हो या मुंबई में 26/11 हो, उसके साजिशकर्ता कहां पाए जाते हैं? साथियों, अब समय आ गया है कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ और आतंकवाद को बढ़ावा देने वालों के खिलाफ निर्णायक लड़ाई लड़ी जाए।
Markets are cheering the government's move to cut corporate tax rates for a second session in a row. There was buying visible across sectors, barring IT and pharma. The corporate tax reform seems to have boosted investor sentiment. Let's listen into what some analysts have to say.
I think the market has been able to absorb through the weekend what has, you know, making sense of all this. And it just does not only translate. Initially, there was all the fear that, you know, where will the demand, all kind of apprehension. People have gained clarity. And I think one significant thing that has come up is that it is just not adding to the bottom line. It adds to the competitiveness of the company. So it is not a one-time thing. On Friday, there was a bit of ambiguity in terms of when it will be effective from, is it a short-term thing. I think investors have gained clarity in terms of this. But don't make too much sense of, you know, what happens in a day or two, because this kind of move, though significant, it is, you know, market mood changes every day. What happened on Friday, what was announced by the finance minister on Friday, it has proved to be, looks like, you know, based on all the discussion, all the understanding and gaining clarity of and making sense of the announcement, looks like, you know, it is just not a one-time thing. It is not going to add to the profitability of the company at, you know, just once. It might add to their competitiveness as well.
Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh were in Delhi's Tehar jail today to visit former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, who's been in prison since the 5th of September in connection with a corruption investigation. The gesture by the Congress's top leaders signaled the party's stand that it would back its leaders all the way against what it calls politically driven targeting. Mr. Chidambaram appreciated that visit in his tweets, which are now being put out by his family. We're told, "I'm honored that Sonia Gandhi and Dr. Manmohan Singh called on me today. As long as the party is strong and brave, I will also be strong and brave," is what his family tweeted on his behalf.